There is no God in the Bible. The research work of Mauro Baglino is focused on retranslating the original Hebrew text of the Old Testament of the Bible in a literal way, word by word, with an open mind, devoid of any theological dogma or prejudice, following a logical and rational path. The objective of the research is to verify what is truly written in the original biblical text. The study and the research on the original Masoretic text of the Bible has led Mr. Baglino to some staggering discoveries. 1. The origin of man. Mauro Baglino has found that in the original Hebrew text of the Bible, in the book of Genesis, it is written that a group of individuals called the Elohim made man with a genetic engineering intervention. By mixing their own DNA with the DNA of primates already present on the earth, in the Bible there is even a specific word that refers to the DNA, and this Hebrew word is Tselem. Mr. Baglino has found that the correct translation of the famous verses of Genesis 1:26 is, and the Elohim, plural, said, let us make man in our likeness, using that thing that contains our image. The thing that contains our image is that Tselem, which means something material which contains the image, and which has been cut off from. The Brown Driver Briggs Hebrew and English Lexicon, Dictionary of Biblical Hebrew and Aramaic, under the term Tselem writes the following definition, something cut off. What is that something which contains the image of someone, that can be cut off, that can be extracted? In our modern times, one thing immediately comes to mind, the DNA. The word Elohim, in the modern Christian Bibles, has been translated with the word God, but it is a wrong translation, because the Elohim is a plural term that indicates a group of flesh and bones individuals, powerful but not omnipotent, and certainly not spiritual nor transcendent. What is written in the original Hebrew text of the Old Testament has a stunning similarity with what is written in the Sumerian tablets, which are dating to more than 4,000 years ago. Basically, the original Masoretic text of the Old Testament and the ancient Sumerian tablets are telling the same events. The Sumerian tablets are even more detailed. Mr. Baglino has found that two modern scientific discoveries fully confirm the Masoretic text of the Bible. A. The scientific research on the mitochondrial DNA brings to the conclusion that there was a first mother, the mother of all humans, and that she lived on Earth around 250,000 years ago. B. Moreover, the often overlooked transition between the 24 chromosome pairs of apes and monkeys, and the Neanderthal man, to the 23 chromosome pairs of Homo sapiens suggests that a highly sophisticated genetic engineering intervention took place at a certain point in time. There is no way that this transition from 24 to 23 chromosome pairs could happen spontaneously. See the missing link between apes and Homo sapiens still, after decades of searches, has not been found. All these factors, the mitochondrial DNA, the 24 to 23 chromosome pairs transition, the inexistent link between apes and Homo sapiens, and the writings on the Sumerian tablets fully confirm the narration of the Bible about the origin of man, and the Bible does not tell of a creationist version about the origin of man at all. What Mr. Baglino has found about the origin of man puts in crisis both the creationist hypothesis upheld by Christians, both the Darwinist evolutionist theory. In his books, Mr. Baglino suggests that a third way, an intervention theory, should be seriously be taken into consideration to explain the origin of man too. The omnipotent, omniscient, spiritual God. The Roman Catholic Church and the Protestant Church has ascribed to God these attributes. God is omnipotent, having unlimited power. God is omniscient, having infinite knowledge. God is omnipresent, being present everywhere. God is omnibenevolent, being perfect goodness. God is eternal, he lives forever. God is a spiritual, transcendent being. In his thorough analysis of the ancient Hebrew Masoretic text, Mr. Baglino has found that nowhere in the Bible it is spoken about any omnipotent, omniscient and eternal God. The Bible speaks of a group of flesh and bones individuals, called the Elohim. The word Elohim was translated as God both in the Catholic Bible, both in the King James Version. It is a wrong translation. 3. The Elohim were not a God but a group of flesh and bones individuals. That they were flesh and bones individuals, it is written with absolute clarity in the original Hebrew Masoretic text of the Bible. The meaning of Elohim is the shining ones, the elevated ones, or the powerful ones. The Elohim were certainly powerful but not omnipotent, They had advanced scientific knowledge and technology, but they were not omniscient. They had an extended lifespan compared to humans, but they were not immortal, neither eternal. If God is considered as a spiritual, transcendent, omnipotent, omniscient, omnibenevolent, eternal and immortal being, there is no trace of any such being within the original Masoretic text of the Bible. For Yahweh was not a god. Mr. Baglino's findings reveal that Yahweh was simply one of this group of flesh and bones individuals called the Elohim. In the Old Testament emerges clearly that Yahweh was himself a flesh and bones individual, and Yahweh was not even one of the most powerful Elohim. On the opposite, he was one of the less important and less powerful of the Elohim. Yahweh was given a poor land, and a people Torah which was at the time inexistent. He had to form it and to instruct them, to fight the enemies and to conquer lands. At the time of Moses, around 1400 BCE, even the language of that people, the Hebrew language, was inexistent. Hebrew as a language was formed 4 centuries later, at the time of King David. In Deuteronomy 32, it is written that the Elohim, who is the highest, the leader of the Elohim, decided the allotment of the lands among the Elohim. The Elohim assigned to Yahweh a people that was, Deut 32:9-10, in a desert land, and in the howling waste of a wilderness. Yahweh was assigned an unimportant people, which was scattered in a desert land, in a territory devoid of any value or interest. The Bible tells, Genesis 10:25, that the division of the lands among the Elohim happened at the time of Peleg, who was the son of Eber, Sem's great-grandson. While it is not easy to give a precise date, we could infer an approximate date between 3000-2500 BCE. From history we know that at that time there were well-developed civilizations, such as the Egyptians, the Sumerians and the ancient Indians. Yahweh was not a son those people, those well-developed civilizations and a fertile land. He was assigned a desert and barren land and a scattered, unimportant people. This is clear evidence that Yahweh was one of the less important and less powerful of the Elohim. 5. Even God dies. In the original Hebrew Masoretic text of the Bible it is written in clear words that even the Elohim die, Psalm 82, 83. Elohim is translated as God in the modern Catholic and Protestant Bible. 6. The angels. The term angel comes from the Greek word angelos, which means messenger, herald. In itself, the Greek term angelos originally did not have any spiritual meaning. Theologians and church fathers claim that the angels are spiritual beings with no material body, who take visible appearance only when needed. They have the role of intermediaries between God and humans. Theologians wrote that God gives to the angels the duty of punishing or helping humans. In the original text of the Bible, the Malachim translated as angels are clearly described as flesh and bones individuals, as are the Elohim. In the Bible it is written that the Malachim eat, drink, they get tired, they sweat, they get dirty and they even need to wash themselves. This is written in clear words in the passage of Abraham meeting two Malachim and Yahweh, Genesis 18, in the meeting of the same two Malachim with Lot in Sodom, right before its destruction, Genesis 19, in the book of Tobit, in the book of Zechariah, and in many more biblical passages. The meaning of the word Malachim is the guardians, the watchers, the messengers of the orders of the Elohim. The Malachim of the Bible have a strong correlation with the Igigi of the ancient Sumerian tablets. They had the same function, are also the Igigi were the guardians, the watchers, the messengers. Why did the Bible translators distort the text and invented from scratch and existent spiritual attributes to the Malachim? Why did they delete or twisted the concrete, physical attributes of the Malachim, so clearly described in the original biblical text? Did the Bible translators and theologians have the need to portray the angels as coherent with the vision of a monotheistic spiritual and transcendent God, as they did with the physical, flesh and bones Elohim? 7. The Hebrew language is written above. At the time of Moses, the Hebrew language was not existing, and Moses was not speaking in Hebrew, but in some other language. The Hebrew language came into existence 4 centuries after Moses, at the time of King David. 8. The Ten Commandments. The true Ten Commandments of the covenant given by Yahweh to Moses are completely different from what is being told by the Catholic hierarchies, and by the Christian Protestant churches. The Ten Commandments of the covenant between Yahweh and the people of Israel have nothing to do with anything spiritual or anything moral or ethic. They were rules to maintain social order and sanitary measures. The Ten Commandments were aimed to keep the Israelite people under the thumb of the jealous and ruthless ruler called Yahweh. The covenant between Yahweh and the people of Israel had very practical bases. It was a contract establishing the rules between two parties, one of which was the strong one, the Yahweh's side, and the other was the weak one, the people of Israel's side. Yahweh did not want to create a religion. Yahweh's purpose was to establish a covenant with a people who had to serve him, in exchange for the help in the conquest of a territory where to settle. The founders of Christianity have deliberately distorted and twisted the real meaning of the real Ten Commandments. The founders of Christianity have concealed the purpose of Yahweh, replacing it with their own purpose, which was to create a religion and more concreteness. In the whole path of the research on the original Masoretic text of the Bible, a constant factor emerged, and this constant factor is concreteness. There is concreteness in the book of Genesis, in the Exodus, in the book of Numbers, in the Deuteronomy, in the book of Zechariah. Wherever we have looked and examined the original text in depth and with accuracy, we have found concreteness. The Elohim and Yahweh are flesh and bones individuals. The angels, the Malachim, are flesh and bones individuals. The blessing has a concrete and very material meaning. Even the Kevah, translated in modern Christian Bibles as the glory of God, is a very concrete and material device routinely used by Yahweh. We have not found any trace of anything spiritual in the Bible. It appears evident that all the spiritual meanings we read in today's Old Testament are just a theological construction, inserted on purpose, distorting the meaning of the original biblical text. There is no God in the Bible.